General Don Bolduc rips Democrat Hassan for inflation, open borders in New Hampshire Senate race. By Wendell Hasibo on October 19, 2022. New Hampshire Republican Senate candidate General Don Bolduc released an ad on Tuesday slamming Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, for soaring inflation and open borders. She doesn't have the guts to stand in front of a crowd and stand up for her record of high inflation, out-of-control spending, open borders, high crime, defunding the police, Bolduc is showcased in the ad. Bolduc also highlights that Hassan has voted with President Joe Biden nearly 100% of the time. According to 538, Hassan has voted for Biden's agenda 96% of the time. Hassan has voted for Biden's $3.5 trillion budget plan, expansion of the Afghan visa program, $1.9 trillion for coronavirus stimulus, increasing the debt limit, gun control, and $3 trillion infrastructure package. Hassan has also not opposed Biden's catch-and-release policy. The term catch-and-release refers to the administration's policy of releasing migrants throughout the nation while they await a court hearing rather than detaining them, as required by law. General Bolduc, a retired one-star general in the United States military, said in a statement that Granite Staters can no longer let her get away with her out-of-control spending while our streets become more and more dangerous. Senator Hassan has shown time and again that she is the problem and her refusal to face the voters for her disastrous policies is unacceptable, he continued. It's time we had a leader in the U.S. Senate that puts the interests of Granite Staters first, not President Biden and the D.C. elite. General Bolduc's ad echoed his debate performance on Tuesday when he slammed Hassan for being a career politician. We got to get rid of career politicians. Granite Staters say, number one problem is career politicians. 20 years, right there, he said, pointing at Hassan in the room. Look at what has happened to New Hampshire, historic inflation. People are hurting, they can't afford the necessities of life, General Bolduc continued. General Bolduc is currently trailing Hassan in the polls. But Republican momentum could help the Republican defeat Hassan in one of the most contested Senate swing states in 2022. Hassan has outspent by General Bolduc by $9 million, according to third quarter fundraising totals. Follow Wendell Hasibo on Twitter at Wendell Hasibo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.